The shelter would have been located in the United Methodist Church in an east side residential neighborhood. The Wisconsin Rapids Council voted 4-3 in favor, which wasn't enough for the required 3/4 majority. Alderman Lee Albrecht voted no.
I'm not happy with the outcome. We need a place in the city to have homeless people where they can go. It needs to be in the right area.
Albrecht says his neighborhood is not the right area since it already has an alcohol recovery center and two group homes, one of which has been a problem.
Since the middle of August, there's been over 50 police calls there. 50. Does that affect the quality of life in your neighborhood, especially a residential neighborhood? Yeah, it sure does. And they're just concerned that a homeless shelter could just exacerbate that problem.
Shelters were run last winter on a rotating basis in several Wisconsin Rapids churches. This year, the city asked church leaders to find one location. Lonnie Selgi, assistant pastor of the Baker Street Community Church, says the city's homeless, though few in number, need a place to stay.
We're not a huge community, so they aren't coming in by the droves, but especially in the winter months, it's cold and it's difficult, and nobody wants to see them sleeping in their cars.
And Selgi says the options for the homeless this winter are running out.
It's just a sad thing. I certainly understand the neighbors being upset about it. We just did what we felt that we should do as churches, and it didn't work out.
In Wisconsin Rapids, a long-term solution for the homeless may have to wait until next year. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.